Now joined by head coach Damon Collins of the Princeton Tigers. It is a big game night for Princeton. I was thinking about this last night, coach. It's been what now, about, oh, I'm going to lose track of time here. 8, 9, 10 years that the gym has been up in Princeton that the Tigers been playing in it?
Oh, it's somewhere around there, I think. I wouldn't know. Can't remember exactly for sure. I've been told before, but I can't remember.
Well, you guys ranked in Class 1. You got the Milan Wildcats ranked in Class 2, both with just 2 losses on the season. Haven't lost in conference play. Winner gets to play for a conference title next Saturday out in King City. I think this is the biggest game that gym has seen, at least regular season-wise.
It's definitely a big one. It's probably the biggest one since I've been here in the 4 years. I think both towns are probably going to be showing up in full force and be ready for it.
Yeah, and here's the thing with the Princeton gym, too, and folks that are familiar with the gym know this. In Milan, it's a small gym, but you can put people on the stage if necessary. There's no stage at Princeton, so if you want a seat, you better get there early.
Yeah, it's probably going to be filling up tonight, I'm sure.
How much momentum did you guys get from the Gilman City Championship last week, Coach?
Oh, that was pretty big for us, especially that championship game. North Harrison's been playing really well. They've shot the ball extremely well lately, and we had our sixth man was out that game as well. Had Thomas get in foul trouble a little bit, so that was definitely a big one for us to pull out.
Yeah, I was looking at the score updates from that one, and you're right. You know, I was really impressed. North Harrison, when I saw them in person at Holiday Hoops, they were a lot better than I thought they were going to be this year, and I think they're one of those teams that if you see them in postseason, you're going to have to bring it because they're a team that's going to be capable of beating a lot of people. From your guys' perspective, though, there is something to be said for, we're talking about NCMC off the air here a little bit, and they had a game last Tuesday out in Beatrice where they didn't play great, but they found a way to win. And it sounds like kind of the same thing for you guys on Saturday, where you didn't play your best, but when you don't play your best and you still find a way to win, you can grow from that.
Definitely, it's kind of the name of the game, just find a way to win. Doesn't matter if it's pretty, ugly, just come out with that W at the end.
With Preston in foul trouble, Coach, against North Harrison Saturday, who picked up the slack for the Tigers?
Austin Kelly. He really scored the first 3 quarters, and he's kind of been doing that a whole lot for us lately. And then when Thomas went in foul trouble, he was able to take over there late in the fourth quarter.
I know the teams are, I'd say completely different, but there's a lot returning off of the game last year I'm going to bring up here. You played Milan late in the season last year, and for a quarter and a half, you led Milan, and then, not literally, but figuratively, the ceiling fell in on the Tigers, and Milan just, I think, went on about a 40-4 run or something like that. What do you remember from the first quarter and a half, Coach, that you feel like you look at and playing the Wildcats and saying, that went well, those are things we're going to have to do tonight?
Number one, you have to take care of the ball against them. Usually, if you start turning the ball over, those points, those turnovers turn into points for them really quick, and you get a couple of those, 2 or 3 of those in a row, and they're going to score, at least 6 points off that. And, so you got to take care of that ball, be getting shots up and scoring yourself. Obviously, Dad needs a load for us inside, and he's hurt us in the past, and we definitely kind of got to get some help on him.
Yeah, that's where I look at the matchup, and I've seen Milan play a number of times, and I've seen your team play a number of times. And as far as a guy who's big and rangy and just really quick and has excellent footwork, that's an area where you mentioned Ryan Dabney of Milan where you go, obviously Colton's going to be required to play some really good defense against him tonight, but that's a tough matchup against Dabney.
Definitely. Colton has stepped up. He's done a great job for us this year. It's definitely going to be a challenge for him with the physicality that Dabney plays with, and his moves inside, it's hard to stop him. You just got to kind of contain him and not let him get too many.
It's going to be, I'm looking forward to getting up there because I think it's going to be probably a district final sort of atmosphere because both teams are going to want a spot in that GRC championship game. For both these teams, I'm sure that's a goal that you had right at the beginning of the season saying we want to play for the GRC title, and the winner gets that goal tonight.
Definitely. This is going to be, I think they may have one conference game left after this, but this is our last one. This is definitely, going to be a big one for the GRC East side, come away with the conference championship here and then play for that first place game, the crossover game. Like I said, it's going to be kind of one of those tournament championship atmospheres, district atmosphere, should help us prepare us for where we want to get.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, your winning streak here, Coach. You know, every week we talk about the fact that you had that little 24-hour stretch where you hit a slump in mid-December against Mercer and Fayette, and since that point, the Tigers haven't lost. You've ripped off 13 victories in a row. When you start just getting on that sort of streak, you almost have that sort of confidence that, you know, it's not an arrogance. It's just that feeling of, if the chips are down, we're going to find a way to win this game. Do you kind of sense that developing with your team a little bit during this streak?
Oh, you know, definitely. We've had some adversity through those streaks, and the confidence that they've gained. They just keep playing and find a way to come out on top. And like I said, a lot of that came from winning those games, going on a winning streak. And they're kind of riding a high right now, but they're not too high. They know they still got to come out, show up each game, and be energized and ready to play.
I'm really looking forward to the matchup tonight with Hunter Shaw taking on Preston Thomas, because I look at those two guys, and every player is different from one another because everybody has a different skill set. But those players I just mentioned there, they're about as similar games as I can think of two guys that play at that small forward position.
Two of the more athletic guys from the area, and they both probably had some highlight dunks this year. I know I've seen both of them, have several, and it just makes for an exciting game, having a chance, in a small high school game. There's a chance for dunks. There's a chance for both teams tonight with two very athletic and good players.
Yeah, it's one thing to be able to dunk, and that's exciting for fans, and certainly that's something that gets a team energized if you're able to get that sort of play. But in the case of you being Preston Thomas's coach, Coach Collins, where has his floor game just gone to a completely different level here in his 12th grade year?
Oh, he's improved a lot. I've said it before. Big difference in our team is he was our best player last year, and he's probably our most improved player coming into this year. He's put in a lot of work, improved his shot more. I think the biggest thing is his decision making on the floor has gotten a lot better. Spent a lot of time watching film, going over it. Sees the floor a lot better. Vision, passing's a lot better. A lot smarter shot selection, and he's really became a leader for us and stepped up this year.
We talked a little bit about Colton, and he's so much improved in the paint. Preston's improved, and I think you hit it on the nose where he's your best player and is also your most improved player. I think that's really well said. And we know what Austin Kelly brings your team. We haven't talked about guys like Zeb Schwarzkopf or Owen Schreffler. Those guys are steady. Whether it's guys off the bench or your fourth or fifth starter, those guys have hit big shots all season long.
Oh, definitely. To go on a win streak like we have, it's definitely not going to be done by two or three players. Everybody's had a role in that. Even guys that haven't got in games have been, in the games, excited, energized, picking up the energy for the other players. Definitely we've had a lot of team wins, and definitely a lot of contribution from all the players, and we couldn't do it without all of them.
Well, Coach, you got the big Milan game tonight. That'll be on KTTN 92.3. Before I let you go, you got Worth County coming to your barn tomorrow, and it's not like Worth County's coming in at 1-15. They're hovering right around the 500 mark, and they're a good basketball team out of the Western Division. And win or lose tonight, I'm sure your biggest concern for Friday is you don't want a hangover from the Milan game for Worth County. Otherwise, they'll come up and bite you.
Oh, definitely. As you said earlier in the year, we've had our two losses are back-to-back Friday night, Saturday afternoon. So now we've played back-to-back since then, and we're able to win both of them. But we definitely don't want the game Thursday night to affect how our play is on Friday night.
Yeah, I'm looking at your schedule here, Coach. And, certainly we talked about the two losses that you have because they did come in back-to-back fashion. But very shortly after that, you had a one-point win over Gallatin. And then the game that I saw against Hamilton in a Holiday Hoops, they made a charge at you. You won the game late. You won that by three. When you look back at that against, Hamilton doesn't have the best record, but we know that's a really good basketball program, and Gallatin was such a huge win. Getting those two tight victories right around Christmas, what did that mean for your team going into 2020?
Well, it was definitely big to end the first half on a strong note, gain some momentum going into the second half, especially where we ended up with a big layoff there at Christmas break. Coming off on a high note helped with that because we didn't have – if we came off of losses and then didn't get on the court for a long time. You know, I think that really could have set with the guys for a while. But luckily, like I said, we were able to come out with those wins, especially that Gallatin one. Being conference game was really huge.
Yeah, it looks like you guys played well against Maysville Tuesday night, Coach.
Yeah, the guys came out and were ready to go. That was a big one because there was a lot of fans and media people already asking questions, looking to this Thursday night game, and we wanted to make sure that we were focused and didn't overlook Maysville.
Did that 71-39 victory on Tuesday. It's winner take all tonight. Coach mentioned it, that Milan does have, I think it's South Harrison coming to Milan next week, but if whichever team wins tonight, they have a one-game lead and the head-to-head advantage, so that ends it right there. Winner's going to play for the championship next Saturday night out in King City. Coach, we'll see you at the gym tonight against the Wildcats. Good luck against Milan.
Thank you, and as always, we appreciate the coverage.